Section 26 of Reclaiming Revolution, History, Summation, and Lessons from the Work of Storm, Standing Together to Organize a Revolutionary Movement. This recording is in the public domain. Recorded by the Progressing America Project. Reclaiming Revolution, Section 26, Political Security. Experiences. Storm security protocols gave our members a helpful roadmap to maintaining security from government infiltration and disruption. These protocols were helpful in the context of our movement, where we tend to underestimate the destructive and disruptive powers of the government's counterintelligence programs. We believe that it was important for a revolutionary political organization to maintain its security from government surveillance. We also believed that, even if there was not a high degree of government disruption in the current period, developing good security practices now would prepare us for higher levels of government disruption later. Many of the practices that we developed, like learning not to joke about government surveillance or violent criminal activity, and learning to be cautious in our use of telephone and email communication, are valuable tools for serious revolutionaries. Still, members did not always maintain these practices. But the importance we placed on security led to a level of secrecy about our work that left many people in the movement wondering what we were doing. Revolutionaries always have to engage in a balancing act between security and transparency, and we don't think we struck the correct balance. Our level of security was probably out of step with objective conditions. We sometimes acted overly secretive and paranoid, mainly because we were developing security practices for the first time. This paranoid behavior heightened concerns in the movement. Lessons. Revolutionaries should maintain a high degree of security awareness and practice in their work, even in periods of low activity. This will prepare us for periods of greater government harassment. On the other hand, revolutionary organizations need to be as open as possible about their political work, like organizational strategies, that impact the broader movement. This does not mean organizations should reveal detailed organizational business, like membership lists or organizational structures. Some matters should be kept confidential from the government and other opposition forces. We need to ground our security practices in a concrete understanding of the real historical conditions and the needs of the movement. End of Section 26.